It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and I am here with this empowering message to help change and improve your life at a core level with the most powerful law in the universe, the law of attraction. We've been bringing this message to people since 2009, and well, at least with the podcast, we've been doing it since about 2007 prior to the podcast. Anyway, on behalf of Law of Attraction Solutions, LLC, and all the people that help out make this podcast, you know, available to you, we simply want to ask you one favor. If you listen to this podcast, please go to iTunes and give us 5 stars and a positive rating so that we can reach out and touch more lives with this empowering message on a daily basis. This particular podcast, we're talking about raising your vibration. And you know, back in 2012, that's not that long ago. I make it sound like it was like 10 years ago. Back in 2012, we believed, many people believed throughout the world, that a spiritual shift was taking place. Now, it doesn't matter whether you believe that that shift took place or not. But what I discovered from that phenomena is that a personal shift can take place in your life right now. You can have everything that your heart desires. You can have an incredible life. You can remove negative energy from your life once and for all. You don't have to be plagued by this cancerous negative energy that enters your mind and steals your dreams and keeps you locked up in fear. You can learn to raise your vibration. You don't have to go another day without passion for something, a goal, a dream. You don't have to go to bed at night alone. You can have the love that you crave. And you know, a lot of success coaches, a number of them, and law of attraction coaches will tell you, you can't have the one person you love. I believe you can. I believe most of the time, you can train your mind and calibrate your vibrations to attract back the person that you lost. If that's happened to you, help is on the way. If you're in sales or business or management, if you're an entrepreneur, you know that it's essential that your vibration be operating at the highest possible pitch. I mean, you've got to be up there and you've got to be jacked up and fired up almost every day in order to make things happen. I'm here to tell you that there's a softer, easier, gentler way to raise your vibration. Now, it raises your vibration physically. It does that because you're physically just going to have more energy. You're going to have more energy to do everything you ever wanted to do. Secondly, it raises your vibration on a mental level. Your mental acuity is going to be sharp, sharper, because you are now, you're not fighting all this oppression and negative thoughts and fears and doubts and anxieties. You don't have that anymore. You now are vibrating above that. And that allows you, let me point this out. This is actually called the law of vibration. It's really part of the law of attraction. The higher you vibrate, the easier it is for you to attract anything you want. The higher you vibrate, the easier it is to attract anything you want. So raising your vibration is a very good thing to do for a lot of different reasons. But also, it's the right thing to do for everybody. Because as your vibration raises, you impact the entire world. You have impact on other people's lives. And I think that's critical. That's what this show is all about. That's what I'm passionate about, is reaching as many people as possible with an uplifting message that you don't need to be a slave anymore. That you can have the life you want, the dreams you desire, the health you need, the money that you crave. You can have it all by practicing these sacred laws, learning them, knowing them, understanding them. It's not a one-time thing. It's an all-the-time thing. In this podcast, I want to share just the tip of the iceberg today on how to raise your vibration. I'm going to give you some tools, some tips, and they're easy. I'm not going to make you go out and, you know, sit in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights and, you know, only eat locust and honey. No, I'm going to give you some very easy tips that if you will follow them, you will immediately begin to raise your spiritual, your emotional, your intellectual, your physical, your financial vibration. Every area of your life will improve. Every area. Okay. Here we go. Number one. Study great masters and teachers in the mind sciences daily. So let me give you some. I'll give you some teachers that I like to study, but you can study others. There are others that have. And why do I want you studying daily, and why do I want you to get CD programs and things like that? Because it changes the way you think. When you hear it from another human being, when another human being speaks to you and says and teaches you something, and you hear it repetitively over and over again, it's absorbed and it becomes part of your new consciousness. And that's what we're trying to do in raising your vibration, is change and raise your consciousness. Okay, let me give you a few. I like Tony Robbins. He's got a whole slew of audio programs out. And some of them, you know, you can pay as you go. Okay? Zig Ziglar, he's passed away, but his message hasn't. It's absolutely phenomenal stuff. So I like Zig Ziglar. If you're into sales and working with other people and having to sell ideas or products or things, Tommy Hopkins is an absolute must. Abraham Hicks for the law of attraction and learning about vibration and how vibration affects you, how it affects the entire world. I like the works of Dr. Joe Vitale. I have almost every one of Joe's books, and he is a master at taking very complex ideas and making them very simple. And by the way, if you only have a choice of buying one of Joe's books, I would recommend that you get Zero Limits on the Hawaiian Healing System, Ho'oponopono. I think it's phenomenal, and I would get the audio program, and I would listen to it until I wore out my iPhone. Bob Proctor. I'm listening to Bob right now again. He's been around for years, but his message is always fresh, sharp, and new. Marianne Williamson, very metaphysical, very spiritual, very centered. I like her message. I think you will too. Deepak Chopra. If you really want to get into understanding the quantum side of how the law of attraction works, Deepak is very good. Wayne Dyer. I've listened to everything Wayne Dyer has put out since the early 70s. And I have to say that, I go back to Pulling Your Own Strings, and I had that book, Pulling Your Own Strings, back in, I don't know when it was, the 80s, by Dr. Wayne Dyer. And most people have never even heard of that book. That was one of his big books, Pulling Your Own Strings in Your Erroneous Zones. And those two books, I carried around with me, highlighted them, read them every single day, over and over and over again, until the pages began to fall out of the book. And I was literally taping the book together with duct tape. So I highly recommend that. I like Og Mandino. Again, he's passed away, but his message is timeless. Napoleon Hill, I think it's absolutely wonderful. I think if you can get an audio program that is well produced of just the Gospels and the teachings and sayings of Jesus, I mean, there is no greater master at the law of attraction and all the spiritual laws than Jesus. I mean, you will learn beyond anything you've ever learned before. So now, how often do you listen to this? Every day. Every day. In your car, while you're taking your shower, while you're falling asleep, you're pumping your mind with positive, optimistic education. Immerse your mind. So there's a few. How about listening to positive, uplifting music? Okay, so you like Ozzy. That's okay. But let's find some stuff that uplifts you. Things with the harp, with the flute, with the sitar, those kind of instruments, violins, and allow your imagination. This is wonderful to build a collection of this kind of music and use it for your creative visualization work. I mean, that's phenomenal. And so you should have a time every day, if you listen to music at all, where you're listening to some positive, uplifting music. I have more important, real powerful suggestions, but I'll be right back after this important announcement.
The quality of your life and your ability to attract everything you want depends on focus, clarity, health, and vitality. Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have developed a powerful program to clear your chakras, thus giving you the focus, clarity, health, and vitality you need to live a productive, vibrant life. Order today the Chakra Cleaning and Mind-Body Healing Program from www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. This program cleans your energy centers, raises your vibration, and helps you to attract abundance, joy, and health. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to get this amazing audio program and enjoy the benefits of mind-body healing today.
I want to remind you to come and visit our website and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. It's easy to do. You just fill out the application, or if you have an emergency situation, something that is timely, something that needs attention right away, then send us a letter. We love your letters, okay? And I will respond to every letter we get, okay? Do that. Meditate. Mantras. I think meditation is absolutely essential, whether it's breathwork meditation, whether it's transcendental meditation. I personally like using a mantra, you know, or even the rosary is a very, very powerful meditation. And it allows, these meditations allow the mind to reach a higher state of consciousness, That's where we can really manifest. That's where we can really connect with Source. That's where we can really connect with who we are and what we are about. Another way to do something empowering is to pay it forward. How about going to the grocery store today and buying a case of water? And you can drink the water too, of course, it's yours, you bought it, but putting it in the back seat of your car. And when you see a homeless person on a hot day, they've been out there for a long time, perhaps you're standing along the side of the freeway, roll down your window, instead of giving them a dollar, give them something that they can use, something that is life-affirming, and give them a bottle of water. Now, pay it forward. You can buy somebody a cup of Starbucks coffee, whatever way you want to do it. As far as the water is concerned, bless your water. Dr. Emoto talks about this. Masui Emoto, he's passed away as well, but he has several books out. You can look up his books, and he talks about getting clear, clean water and then charging it with intention. Now, you can literally put the word on the bottle, you know, like love or peace or caring or healing. You can put the word on the bottle, or you can place both hands in the bottle, open the top, and speak into the water positive and uplifting intentions. And the water, at some metaphysical way that I can't explain, it seems to absorb that energy, and that's what it carries to whoever receives it next. And we should be doing that all the time to our streams and our oceans as well. Daily gratitude. If you listen to this podcast, you know how important it is every day to spend a moment or two, you know, just immersed in wonderful, soft, soothing gratitude for all the good things in your life. Exercise, moving your body, getting your body moving, walking is the best exercise in the world, they say. But whatever it is, swimming, climbing, involve yourself in exercise. Daily affirmations. Nothing, I'm not sure anything, will raise your vibration stronger and faster than powerful self-written affirmations about life-changing, about changing yourself, changing your life from the inside out. Here's some things that you can practice too as well. And there are usually are classes around, or there are free classes, so you can get involved with Qigong, with yoga, with Reiki, with ceremonial magic, with Ruach healing. All of those work with energy. All of them have energy flowing through your body, and that raises your spiritual, emotional, physical, psychological vibration. Remember, as your vibration raises, as it goes up higher, your ability to manifest becomes easier. As your vibration goes up higher, your ability to manifest becomes easier. I'm not a master at this. I'm going to learn more about it. I'll share more about it. But listening to 528 frequency, a number of people just claim that this is absolutely empowering when it comes to vibration. One of the things that I didn't have on my list, but we enjoy the crystal bowls. And those crystal bowls vibrate at different notes that are related to the various chakras. And so that's an idea for you as well. If you're looking for something that's a little bit more tactile, that involves your participation, getting a nice crystal bowl, I would recommend starting off with, you know, something that deals with the heart chakra would probably be the best. And the last one, hug someone. Yes, there is a place in the city in which I live, here in Portland, where you can now go and pay and sit there, and somebody will hug you for 10 minutes or 15 minutes or a half hour. And you just receive a hug. And, you know, there are times in our life when probably nothing is more valuable, more uplifting than somebody just reaching out and hugging us. Well, there's a lot more I could share, but I'm out of time. I want to invite you to our website, www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. And on behalf of all of us here and the miracle mentors and people that want to reach out and help you empower your life, we want to invite you to become a participant with us, to join us in this inner movement. And one of the things you can think about is becoming a miracle mentor and alchemy life coach. If you're interested, write us. Send a letter. Tell us a little bit about yourself. We'd love to talk to you. Okay, we're out of time. Remember, today, raise your vibration and pay it forward. Have a great day. Bye-bye.